can start. So I first encountered Barbara's work actually when I was in college at Hampshire. Shout out to Carolyn. She was my video professor. I discovered her work in a moment where, you know, I was really sort of looking for learning video, interested in experimentation, and looking for models, you know, people who were speaking from the margins in various ways. And so finding her work was very special. And a lot of it is, you know, sort of begins to build a legacy where there was not one. And so, I don't know, I feel very kind of emotional right now to see, like, the placement of the works just now and how Sweat Tiercy, my piece, came right after Evidentiary Bodies. But, I mean, I've never, like, had the opportunity to see my work, like, posited in this way. And so really thinking through that through line of experimentation and film, of queer image making, and how rare it is it's also new, I feel like, this, like, building, some kind of processing as well. But yeah, so just to be able to in some way try to continue this legacy, and having been awarded the Barbara Hammer Grant from Queer Art, shout out to K2 for all but last winter, I'm just like, Lord have mercy, the world is falling apart and we have so much work to do. And like, I don't know, I just, lots of feelings. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you can come.
Come right. It's really, yeah, I'm right there. So I didn't have this awesome professor, so I was a little concerned when I was trying to get some films together for my senior show. I decided to, like, do a lecture on experimental film before I show my films that are, like, 6 minutes total or whatever, and Stan Brackage was my teacher filmmaker, you know, so I was like, uh-oh, I can't just show, like, white dudes, and, you know, but that's, like, what we get taught in film school, you know what I mean? So then I, like, went to Canyon Cinema in San Francisco and, like, hell, watch this Barbara Hammer film. Okay, great, thanks. And so then that's the first time I saw her work. And then I included one of her films I curated a little program that night. And then I started working in film labs because I begged them to hire me after I graduated, and they finally did for the night shift. And then I ended up meeting her in a lab because she had a grant, you know, she had grant money to do preservation. So she was really excited about getting a tour of the contact printer, which I worked on. And she said, we should make a film together. And I was like, what? This is really, you know, are you serious? And so, yeah, she was excited to see, you know, I was identifying as a dyke at that time, and I'm trans now, and so she was really excited about, like, there were, like, two women working and, like, 30 men as well, and so she was really excited about, like, a woman in a traditionally male job and, like, operating this big machine, you know. And also I hadn't made a film for 5 years, and she was like, you need to be making films, I don't care if you're working, like, you need to be making films. And she hadn't made a film in 10 years, like, because she was making video. I mean, she makes, like, a film every year, you know, but she was making video. So she was like, why don't we make a film together, get you to make a film, and to get me to make a film again, because you work in a lab and we can just get free film, you know? And so she's really good at getting free stuff. Like, and so I maybe should have mentioned that we, I don't have to talk about the film right now, but when I talk about the film, I'll tell you something else. But that's how I met her, and I didn't think it was, you know, it was just like, you're in New York in the right place at the right time, you know? Mm-hmm. And so.
I think, in addition, I think to like showing this connection to like lineages of the past in your work. For me, both of your films also kind of suggest either like the possibility of a different kind of present or a different kind of future. So I was wondering if like if you're thinking about that, kind of reimagining or imagining when you're working, and how you think about using film as a way to either represent or suggest different possible realities or futures.
Well, I mean, I kind of am thinking about one of my favorite quotes from Barbara Hammer, which is radical content deserves radical form. And so thinking about like this question of the future of reimagining in relation to filmmaking, and thinking about how, you know, for me, form and content are always intertwined, and the past, present, and future are always intertwined as well. And so for me, like, experimentation within film is very much about, I mean, I don't think there's another way I could work. Like, I was working in a way that was experimental before I even had that language to describe it. Mm-hmm. And in a lot of ways, my work is drawing on the Black radical tradition. It's drawing on Black feminist theory. It's drawing on lineages outside of, like, Western experimentation as well. And so I think that, you know, this way in which I'm able to meld image, movement, sound, time, stretching and sculpting, et cetera, through film is for me very much tied to a way of finding places of agency. And, you know, my life in a lot of ways is an experimentation. Shout out to survival, which is not an academic skill. And so,
you already know.
So it all kind of informs everything else. And, you know, it's a way of wanting to make sense, but also to try to push forth alternative ways of seeing the body, considering time and space, and existence, and looking inward, but also like looking outward and wanting to draw these parallels between what is inside and what is outside.
I don't know how we're all, I was like, how are we going to talk about the future? How are we here? How are we even surviving, any of us, you know? And what can we even expect? So with that bleak vision, I, you know, agree with what, you know, I think it's like we have to find ways to exist and figure that out. And we're so lucky, I think, to have found this like creative outlet, like some connection to some art form, and like maybe we probably have that too. And I actually made a video letter to Barbara Hammer, because I had to come out as trans to her, and I was a little nervous about it, right before a screening that we had of Generations, and so it like gave me a deadline because I wasn't quite ready. And that's another story, but to bring, you know, our conversation to it, like, and it was great, and we had beautiful conversations, and you know, and looking at like, there is a continuum of like radical feminism, like not the radical feminism, that's the bad kind, but radical politics and feminism and, you know, lesbian politics and queer and gay, you know, visibility and all of that. It all can kind of also, like, any sort of like anti-oppressive politics, like, can all be on a continuum. So we were able to connect there because, you know, like, she actually came out to audiences over and over all the time on film and, like, naked and person and whatever. And it actually did encourage me to come out as trans, even though I was worried that there would be tension about that. And so I'm looking at, similar to what Miara was talking about, like the relationship between the body and the film material, and I'm working mostly in 16mm film still, and handmade emulsion, and how the emulsion, the abstract representation, is to me more of a representation of like queerness and transness and resistance than the representation that we see on TV or whatever. You know, it's like we have this mainstream representation that is not us. You know, it's like we have to, from our margins, like create what we want to see and what we want to be. Like, we are not seeing our survival, right? And so I really appreciate experimental mediums in that way, and for me, 16mm film, I'm looking at that relationship and like survival abstract instead of like whatever you say, throwing up on the film, whatever it is, you know.
There's this one moment in Generations where we actually see Barbara using like a grease pencil, for
right.
which is designed for editing 16mm films, to circle spots on her own face. And
mm-hmm.
I just love the way you are so encouraged to see both of your bodies as like
mm-hmm.
part of or deeply connected to the film material.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Does anyone have questions?
I wanted to, like, I totally agree with what Joy is saying about body, and I have asked this before to filmmakers, and how their body is reflected into their film or on the film, or the way it's constructed, even narratively sometimes, right? And how, like, the body is lingering over the film, and the film is becoming the body itself. And it's so evident here, it's so beautiful. Also, the queer filmmaker, see something like that, and to see it as so palpable, so tangible. And it's just beautiful, and just makes me think how really, you know, Barbara's a pioneer, and it's really, it's so, you know, it's such an instructor as well,
mm-hmm.
of allowing us to take all this material. And do whatever we want and whatever
right.
we feel we should be doing with it, and not really following these other patterns and each other's forms. Even in the experimental world, it's so hard to sometimes to fall into the category of experimental, because it also has a tradition, and a very white male tradition, and it's really hard sometimes to expand beyond that. And so I just want to comment and say how first of all, how welcoming your films are, and how like open and how welcoming of an audience that's just like living the journey and experiencing this journey. But also how I see the future in the film. If we're going to talk about the concept of the screen, I really see it, because I am seeing experimentation as a way to redesign our expression and the way we want to move and the way we want to express through our bodies as well. So you can really see the future and obviously also the present that this struggle to find those things, but I think that, yeah, you see that in terms of really beautiful.
Yeah, I did really appreciate, you know, how you're like, making the resistance so obvious, like turning this like disempowerment into empowerment. It's inspiring, you know, it's just, I feel like I'm really just so, like, pessimistic right now or whatever, but it, like, helps to see that kind of strength and force, you know. Yeah. fine. Sometimes kind of things get like too difficult, then you can also like get technical. Like people don't want to cry, but also we can cry. Hand process with our tears. My students today were just like, anyway. But I don't know. It's also like hard to sit through. I mean, in a way, these films I feel like are accessible in a way that they're just like playful and experimental, but also it's kind of hard to watch. And I know Annie and Emily were saying this, you know, Maisel tradition is like not so experimental and maybe have more documentary stuff. And I just feel like these are challenging films if people aren't used to watching experimental films, like to just like sit through, you know, that. And be like, what are you doing, you know? And so it's just, I don't know. I just wanted to comment on that for the audience, like to bring the audience into that conversation, because like I feel it too. And
right, and I appreciate, it's always nice to see people at the end of the screening, also because of
I know, like everyone will walk out.
Well, a lot of the time too, like my work shows in more like art spaces, and so it's like you go in and out of a loop, for instance, and so also just kind of that experience of something being shown in this very intentional way from start to finish, like in a larger program, in a room with other people, and you can hear like reactions, etc. But it also just makes me think of something that I felt in throughout the whole program, but kind of this like oscillation of tone, because I feel like everyone's films are dealing with subjects that can be considered heavy, but then also like there's a levity in mm-hmm. moments. So thinking about that balance, like there's a lot of humor that comes through in various pieces, and so. Yeah, I guess like that being a way of considering audience, perhaps.
Yeah, just like we'll give you a quick break of time, and just sit here the whole time. But like, do you want to talk about anything more about like how Barbara's work inspired you? Or, I don't know. Do you feel like you already said enough about that? Or
no, I mean, I think it's really interesting too because
I feel like the levity thing. You know, she like does that all the time.
Right, yeah, the levity that she deals with, and that, well, it's funny because I feel like the first piece of mine doesn't really have that in it, and then the second one is very much that, and so it was an interesting sort of, like, lack of transition between them, but pairing as well, but I think, I don't know, I mean, I guess, like, as I kind of, like, make my way in the world as an artist, and, like, think intentionally about the spaces that my work occupies, I'm thinking more and more about the importance of kind of creating your own training, which is something that I feel like I'm drawing on inspiration from Barbara Hammer in the way that she kind of created work where it didn't exist, but also the framing for the work, scholarship about the work. I think a lot about her as a thinker as well, mm-hmm. and all of the writing that she did. And also this idea of like the importance of creating your own archive. This whole summer I've been doing research into archives, and so like thinking about the past, present, future in that very like tangible material way, but also I guess like this idea that you can't wait around for someone else to contextualize you as you want to be contextualized, to like curate you as you want to be curated, you know, kind of like that finding agency and also like kind of self-responsibility with needing to do that for yourself and also for your community, and creating community like in these intentional ways. And so, yeah, I don't know, that's kind of where my head has been lately. And so, but I've been like thinking a lot about how she did that, even, you know, with like your piece with her and her dedication to mentorship, mm-hmm. her dedication to continuing this intergenerational conversation, especially in consideration of the ways in which a lot of the time, like queer folks, you need it from other people that you're not related to by blood, you know? So, like, all of these things around the work.
Yeah, I was thinking of this. Like, I love that it's film because I can, like, scratch out this like, person I don't want to thank anymore, my family member, you know? It's so cool. I didn't think about it until now.
Oh,
I have to, like, contact the on your film archive and you're like, let's scratch that one out first. But yeah, it's true. We need like an alternative mentor. I just want to quickly say, but I feel like I'm starting like bringing it back to us, but I just kind of just to clarify, in case anyone didn't read a million program notes in advance, that Barbara and I decided that we'd edit the same picture and sound that we have, the raw footage, that we edit it separately and surprise each other with it and splice it in the middle. And so the first half was my half, which was all, hand processed. I printed it myself and color timed it myself, and so it's all like tape spliced on the Steam Deck, and then even sound, and then hers. She convinced my boss at the lab to let her get free scanning for all of our raw footage. Like, no one like scans raw footage, This is like a scan of film, and so. My coworkers were like, I cannot believe that for 9 days we're doing this project and we're stopping like our Sony and Fox jobs. And like, but she got it. And so so she was like the old dyke on her laptop, like editing ProRes files, and I was like, one dyke with this tape like there, we thought it was really funny. And but then we were, I thought I was celebrating her in my film, and she was like, "Tell that down." And I thought that that last really boring shot was like so beautiful. It made me cry at 2 a.m. when I got home from the lab. Like, I was like, "Oh, it looks like hand processing. It looks like painting." And she's like, "You can't even tell who I am." And then she thought she was celebrating me, and she's like, "I made the film about our relationship." And like, I'm like, you just like at the click of a button, you just like made me like do these movements just to be funny. And like, if I was spending all weekend on the optical printer, I would decide it's not a good idea. It was just like really funny. Like, we were such a comedy show, to like talk about it. But I just want to explain that because it's not really obvious in case you. But does anyone want to talk about it? Just keeping it up here. The audience is the most important.
Thank you both so much, like, for these words, and like, for, of course, like, screening your films and sharing them and your relationships with Barbara. Like, this is bringing me so much life. And like, I think as soon as you were speaking to survival, I was thinking about that quote that's in Adventures 2, where it's not, I can't even directly quote it, but something like presenting heterosexuality is like an imposition of the human body. Like, I'm realizing more and more that it's just like when you screen these kinds of films, like authored by people who look like you two, who work like you two, who think like you two, and like are seeing future in this way, that it's just like you present these constructs more and more that like actually, like, oh, because we actually have other paths in existing which can forge the futures. And so, like, it just, like, I'm like cycling when you were saying, like, let's talk about dreams of like. Seeing it, it's happening tonight. Yeah, wow. Truly, like, it's all this, like, framing around it, but it's not just the terminal film itself, but just, like, the, like, this,
like,
scratching out.
It. Yeah, just, like, the process of doing it. Like, we should all just be doing it, I feel like. Like, you know what I mean? Not just sitting in the circle and, like, have a little workshop.
But now I'm gonna make my videos again. Like,
yeah,
I just.
That's
I thought I would share, going into this, I had like no idea what to expect, aside from the fact that these would be external films, and I had some understanding of the theme involved, but the first few pieces, for me, for some reason, they were so like anxiety provoking. I guess because like I hadn't like been projected to like that length, in a while. But like after they passed, like, I think,
that was the most boring film I've ever seen. And my question is, how did you get into the Berlinale? Like, that was the first question. Like, the curator looked at Barbara, and Barbara looked at me, and I was like, I got it. You know? I'm so glad that you have the chance to be exposed to experimental film. You know, and I just, like, went on, and then, like, everyone, like, applauded. It was so funny. But yeah, it's, like, important, like, just to be honest about it and, like, experience it. If you're bored or thinking about your to-do list, like, mm-hmm. encourage you to care about stamp package or whatever. You know, it's, like, it's all still an experience. And it's not manipulating you like Hollywood. It's just different. You know, it's like you're a part of it a little more. Mm-hmm.
And there's also this, you know, this talking about tradition, film tradition, and the following leading to the narrative tradition, such a big tradition. It's so, you know, it just makes it all easy for us to consume and not question.
Yeah.
Here, both your films are constantly, your words, I was going to ask you about your thoughts too, of the way you write everything, and you don't make it easy, you know, but this is why we're here, interacting with you, as the audience is starting to make a sense of what you're doing. But also, in a lot of the times when I was watching both of your films, I was like, okay, this stuff, you know, like rendering through your eyes, you know, let them also give you something, which is something that's very common also in experimental films, when you watch them tend to render so hard through your own experience, which is fine, you know, like this could be like one screening experience, but then there's also this other screening experience where you have to let it happen and let it take you where the filmmaker wants to take you. So it's a common rhythm of opening it up for you to talk about the process of writing and exploring. So how you're also guiding our experience reading it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I appreciate you bringing that up because, I mean, I think a lot about, like, one thing that I do not want to do is make stuff that can be passively consumed. So I think about, like, viewership as active and about this conversation that happens, like, whether or not I'm there, but between who's the work and the person who's experiencing it. And so wanting to leave things open-ended in areas or have, like actual literal questions, but also have, you know, a lot of subtext of questioning that's happening, where a lot is unstable or unknown, and there's kind of, like, you're asked to kind of navigate through things in a way that asks you to work, but we all have to work, right? And so, yeah, I'm thinking about that, and I'm thinking about language as a big driver of that. And for me, the way that I work with language and sort of breaking it up has a lot to do with me finding a way to navigate English as a colonially imposed language, but one that I've found various, like, ways of gaining agency in it through kind of, like, reclaiming it or fucking it up or stretching it out, et cetera, playing with it as material, as if it were clay or something else, you know? And so I'm very much kind of interested in, a lot of my work has a lot of writing, and usually it starts with writing, but then there's this process of abstraction that happens, like certain things come out and stay and certain things repeat, et cetera. But it's all about having this journey of meaning making, like, in the process, but also in the viewership.
Mm-hmm. Some of the shots of my word or letters being edited or taken away over these, like, really vast landscapes.
Mm-hmm.
Really makes you think about, like, the different scales, like, at which, like, something is being asked of you or something is happening, like the deconstruction process of the letters is this, like, teeny, like, micro scale of, like, deconstruction that's happening, but it's happening, like, within this, like, really vast seascape or landscape that you're also showing. So I think that's a really interesting contrast to kind of bring into it.
Yeah, I like that, because I'm always thinking about, like, micro and macro and the other words, you know, village
tried, y'all.
So it's exactly that.
Yeah.
We have time for maybe one or two more questions. Anyone have?
It's not just the conversation, not just the speaking, it's also the active act and how you like it's really complex soundtrack. And it's just as much, like just as physical as
it is. Especially seeing it. Like, I don't know what it even sounded like down here, but. yeah, I don't know. I want to go back to, like, we have our whole. We recorded conversations with each other, and I have like all the mag
of it, you know.
So you should just come over and listen to it. I don't know what to say. We should have brought. We didn't record sound while we were shooting, but we should have.
Thank you both so much for being here.